Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight, Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. James 4:7 teaches a foundational theological truth about the Christian life. Spiritual victory begins with submission to God. Before James commands believers to resist the devil, he first commands them to submit yourselves, therefore, to God. This order matters. Scripture consistently teaches that faithful obedience, spiritual strength, and perseverance flow from humble surrender to the authority of God. The biblical idea of submission involves willingly placing oneself under God's rule, wisdom, and authority. Submission is not to be understood as weakness, passivity, or forced obedience. It is a deliberate act of trust. When believers submit to God, they acknowledge that God is holy, sovereign, wise, and good. Submission recognizes that God's ways are greater than human understanding and that His commands lead to life, holiness, and spiritual freedom. This theme appears throughout Scripture. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve rejected submission to God by choosing independence and disobedience. The first temptation centered on the desire for self-rule rather than trust in God's authority. Sin entered the world because humanity resisted God's rule and pursued autonomy instead. Since that moment, the human heart has continually struggled against submission to God. In contrast, Scripture presents Jesus Christ as the perfect example of submission. Jesus lived in complete obedience to the Father. Philippians 2:8 says that Christ humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, facing suffering and crucifixion, Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but yours, be done." Luke 22:42. Christ's submission did not diminish his strength. His obedience displayed perfect trust in the Father's will. For believers, submission to God affects every area of life. Christians submit to God by trusting His Word, obeying His commands, confessing sin, rejecting pride, and surrendering personal desires to His purposes. Submission also requires humility. James 4:6 declares that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Pride resists God's authority because pride seeks control, independence, and self-exaltation. Humility recognizes dependence upon God and gladly receives His grace. James 4:7 also reveals the connection between submission and spiritual warfare. The devil seeks to tempt believers toward pride, rebellion, self-reliance, compromise, and disobedience. Christians cannot effectively resist the enemy while resisting God at the same time. Spiritual resistance grows out of spiritual surrender. When believers submit to God, they place themselves under His protection, authority, and strength. Submission does not mean believers live without struggle or temptation. Rather, it means Christians continually return to God in repentance, trust, and obedience. Submission becomes a daily posture of the heart. The believer learns to say, "Lord, Your will is greater than my desires, Your truth is greater than my feelings, and Your authority is greater than my plans." The theology of submission ultimately points believers to freedom and security in Christ. The world often views submission as loss, weakness, or restriction. Scripture presents submission to God as the pathway to spiritual life, wisdom, peace, and victory. The Christian who humbly submits to God stands secure under the care and authority of a loving and sovereign Father. Reflection questions. 1. How does Scripture describe the relationship between humility and submission to God? 2. Why is submission to God necessary before believers can effectively resist the devil? 3. How does Jesus serve as the perfect example of submission to the Father's will?